from Washington, this is VOA News. Most bodies recovered from downed Malaysian plane in Ukraine. Gaza death toll mounts. I'm Ray Kugel reporting from Washington. Pro-Russian rebels say they've recovered the black boxes with key flight data from the Malaysia Airlines passenger jet that was shot down over the eastern Ukraine. Rebel leader Alexander Borodai says the insurgents are holding the boxes and will turn them over to international air crash experts. They could give investigators clues whether the pilots had any hint that an anti-aircraft missile was about to hit the jet Thursday, killing all 298 people aboard. Rebels took control of 196 bodies that rescue workers have recovered from the crash site. A European delegation is also being given access. VOA's Al Pessin reports.
It's a gruesome and sad scene in a Ukrainian farm field, as described by Michael Butsurkiv of the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe, who spoke to reporters in Kyiv via mobile phone.
We're looking right now at engine parts and parts of the fuselage. It appears to me that this could be the main section, the midsection of the aircraft. And we are also seeing emergency workers picking over a very difficult patch of impact where there's a lot of debris and body parts and mango bodies put together.
Earlier, Butsurkiv and his 21-member team had been allowed to see several refrigerated rail cars parked at a rural train station. He reports he saw many body bags in the rail cars, but his team could not make its own count. Al Pessin, VOA News, Kyiv.
Ukraine and the separatists accuse each other of firing the anti-aircraft missile that downed the Malaysian jet on its flight from Amsterdam to Kuala Lumpur. The United States and its Western allies say the missile was fired from the rebel-controlled area in eastern Ukraine and accuse Russia of supplying it. A six-day world forum on AIDS began Sunday in Australia with grief and determination as thousands of attendees honored six colleagues who were killed last week on the Malaysia Airlines flight. The 20th annual conference, which ends Friday, will look at the current state of AIDS research, community responses to the disease, and ways to accelerate prevention and treatment. Palestinians report a rising death toll as Israeli forces battered the Shujaiya area of Gaza during a ground-and-air offensive against Hamas. Palestinian officials report more than 60 deaths during Sunday's fighting there and say the death toll in almost 2 weeks of Israeli bombardments of Gaza has killed at least 425 people. The Israeli army says 13 of its soldiers were killed Sunday, bringing Israel's death toll since July 8th to 18 soldiers and 2 civilians. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is headed to the Middle East, seeking ways to end the violence. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is blaming Hamas for the continued fighting in Gaza. In television interviews Sunday, Secretary Kerry said Hamas militants have stubbornly refused to accept a ceasefire to stop the conflict. Heavy fighting around Libya's largest airport killed at least 4 people Sunday as rival militias enter the second week of deadly clashes. Renewed battles between the Zintan militia, which controls Tripoli International Airport, and armed Islamist fighters comes 2 days after attempts at a ceasefire between the groups collapsed. U.S. emergency officials say a massive wildfire in the northwestern state of Washington is growing unchecked and spreading in new directions. It's being pushed by powerful, erratic winds. Since last Monday, the lightning-sparked wildfire has scorched about 870 square kilometers of dry timber and grasslands, downing phone and power lines, and forcing evacuation of hundreds of people north of the city of Seattle. No serious injuries have been reported so far. Norberto Udbrecht, founder of the Brazil-based construction titan that carries his name, died of heart failure over the weekend at the age of 93. The engineer started the Udbrecht firm in 1944, and the company now carries out large-scale and occasionally controversial energy and engineering projects in 23 countries, primarily in the Americas, including a highway that runs through the Amazon jungle. Northern Ireland's Rory McIlroy won golf's British Open, capturing his third major championship in the past 3 years. McIlroy carded a 1-under-par 71 Sunday to finish the 4-day tournament at 17-under. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.